terms that you've heard for these groups in this area. Okay. All right, how about the American Indians? Okay. How about the Orientals?
Could be Japs, Chinks.
And the Chinks would refer to which nationality?
Chinese.
Okay. Do you ever hear anything about for Koreans? Ever any distinction?
No.
Okay, how about Roman Catholics?
Catholics. Period. Catholics.
Okay. Anything ever refer to their habit of eating fish on Friday?
No, everybody ate fish every day. And we were Catholics.
Right. Okay. How about the Jews?
Jews.
Okay. And Germans?
Nazis, primarily.
Right, let's say,
or what?
Germans.
Germans? Okay. Now, if a person, the distinction here is between Germans and Low Germans. Now, I don't know if you know the difference, you know, like Hochdeutsch, but the Low Germans would be more, like, you know, the Hollandese and Low Germans. You ever have any distinction between those two groups?
No.
Okay, how about Italians?
Wops.
Okay. Poles. And Russians?
Just Russians. We didn't have too many of them. We didn't even know one existed.
Okay, how about Czechoslovakians?
Czechs.
Okay. Lithuanians?
What are they?
How about Englishmen?
We used to call them saws because that's all we saw, really, of Englishmen. We used to just call them saws.
Okay, Irishmen?
Irish.
Scots?
Scots.
How about the French?
Frenchy. It's a dirty word.
What was that again?
Frenchy.
Oh, that was a dirty word?
Mm-hmm.
You said that somebody at level hit you?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be more inclined to be toward like a Haitian? Or would that be more inclined just to be toward a French person?
Well, we didn't see too many Frenchmen. We used the term Frenchy synonymous with the oral sex.
Oh, okay. So when you said Frenchy, you were...
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. How about Cajuns?
We never had one word, I guess. Cajun. I'm not sure, but we never had one.
Okay. And the Greeks?
Greeks, that's funny.
How about Cubans?
Trouble. the Cubans.
Yeah. All right, how about Puerto Ricans?
PR.
How about Mexicans?
Spanish.
Okay, now is there a distinction between the people that live in Mexico and people that are like Mexican Americans? That, you know, are naturalized or that are obviously Mexican that live here and born here maybe?
No, really.
Okay, how about Scandinavians?
Nothing.
Okay, and Canadians?
Canadians, really nothing.
Okay, what are the two political parties that are predominant in this country?
Democrat, Republican.
Okay.
I was laughing because I was going to answer it another way, a real bash or a pot party.
Okay. I can see that.
Oh, predominantly in this country.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about, all right, what would, those guys a few years ago, about 6, 7, 8 years ago, drop out of society, grow hair long, go out to Haight-Ashbury, what do you call it?
Usually hippies.
All right. In the area, was that a pejorative term or just a term?
It was just a term.
Okay. How about a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex that you ran around with, when you were young?
Buddy, pal, running partner.
All right. If one was better than any, if you had one that was, you know, that you liked better than most others, what would you call him?
A spoon coon.
Okay. Let me see. Now, what would you call a parent that's in the place of another, you know, not a real parent, but a parent that's in the place of another surrogate parent?